Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out radio magazine. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week, we'll complete our two-part feature, Respect Your Elders, featuring great songwriters, dance musicians, and American traditional players, who have learned their craft from those who went before them. Our theme music is from Raina Gellert, from her CD Ways of the World on Yodelahi Records. We heard Sugar in the Gourd from the playing of North Carolina fiddler Marcus Martin. We'll open the program with Marcus playing one of his signature tunes, Jenny Ran Away in the Mud in the Night, from the collection When I Get My New House Done on University of North Carolina Records. The tune was recorded by folklorist Artis Moser in September of 1942. That's his voice we hear asking Marcus the name of the tune. More musicians who respect their elders on this week's edition of the Sing Out radio magazine.
What is the title of this one, Mr. Martin?
Jenny Ran Away in the Mud in the Night.
All right.
Jenny run away in the moonshine dry. Jenny run away, coming up high. Jenny run away with a tucker tucker fire. Thank you.
Take me back, good woman, try me one more time. Then if I don't do to suit you, send me down the line. Birds in the mountain, Lord, there's fish in the sea. That red-headed woman, she run a whizzer over me. Take me back, good woman, try me one more time. Then if I don't do to suit you, send me down the line. Got up this morning, put my shoes on wrong. Short time here, honey, long time gone. Take me back, good woman, try me one more time. Then if I don't do to suit you, send me down the line. Got up this morning, same thing on my mind. Saw no bread on the table, smelled no meat of frying. Take me back, good woman, try me one more time. If I don't do to suit you, send me down the line. Never miss your water till the well runs dry. Don't miss your woman till she said bye-bye.
Thank you. me not on the lone prairie. These words came low and mournfully from the cold pale lips of a youth who lay on his dying bed at the close of day. He'd wasted time till upon his brow, and the shadowed clouds were gathering now. He thought of his home and his friends so nigh. Oh, the cowboys gathered to see him die. I fancy I listened to the well-known word of the free wild wind and the song of birds. He thought of his home and the cottonwood bear, of the songs he learned in his childhood hour. I often thought it'd be late when I died in the old churchyard beneath the green hillside, by the side of my father. Let my grave be, oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie, where the wild coyotes may howl over me, where the buffalo roam and the wind blow free. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. Be laid where mother's prayers and sister's tears will mingle there, where my friends can come and weep over me. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie, where the dewdrop fall and the butterfly rest, where the wild blossoms bloom and the buried rest, where the buffalo roam and the wind. Fell there, and we heeded not his dying prayer. In a narrow grave, just 6 by 3, oh, we buried our boy on the lone prairie, where the dewdrop fall and the butterfly rest, where the wild blossoms bloom and the buried rest, where the buffalo roam and the wind blow.
We're celebrating musicians who respect their elders this week again on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And we just heard two different styles of fiddling and singing. We just heard Bruce Molsky from his recording Soon Be Time and Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie from the playing of Fields Ward. That's on Compass Records. And before that, we heard from Bruce Green from his recording River in Time, traditional songs and fiddle tunes from the Tow River Valley in North Carolina. And we heard Throw Round Your Calico from Julie Boone, who was born in 1869. That's on Bruce's own record label called Hellbender Press from Bruce Green. And before that, we heard a fellow who plays with Bruce frequently, Don Petty. He's usually playing a dulcimer, but I picked out a tune that he was singing a cappella. We heard Long Time Gone from the great Madison County ballad singer Dillard Chandler. Short Time Here is the name of the recording, and it's on Walnut Mountain Music. And we let off that set with Marcus Martin from his recording When I Get My New House Done, Western North Carolina Fiddle Tunes and Songs. And that's on North Carolina Folklife Institute Records. And we heard Jenny Runaway in the Mud in the Night. We're going to move up to Cape Breton Island to begin this next set and examine the playing of Buddy McMaster, who was Natalie McMaster's uncle. This recording actually features some of the finest piano accompanists as well. And this one features Tracy Daines, who was playing with Natalie for a good long time. Here's Captain O'Kane from Buddy McMaster on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1845. And remember, you can find us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from Raina Gellert and her recording Ways of the World, and we just heard Charleston No. 1. She learned that from her dad, Dan Gellert, but then she went back and investigated it on the Mississippi String Band release on County Records and found it from William Narmer and Shel Smith. Charleston No. 1. That was Phil Jameson on the guitar. That's on Yodelahi Records. And before that, in that set of Dance Fiddlers, we heard Ralph Blizzard and the New Southern Ramblers featuring Phil once again on guitar. And we heard Midnight on the Water from the Thomason family. That's from their recording Southern Ramble on Rounder Records, a wonderful waltz to end up a set of dance tunes. And before that, we heard from the late Bob McQuillan, along with Jane Orszakowski and Dina Stiles. They call themselves Old New England. And we heard a quartet of tunes, President Clinton's Hornpipe, High Seas, Kiss the Cook, and President Garfield's Hornpipe. Old New England is on Great Meadow Music. And we let off that set with the late Buddy McMaster, who was Natalie's uncle, from his recording The Judique Flyer. We heard a set of three tunes, Captain O'Kane, Miss Hutton, and O'Dowd's Favorite. That's on Stephen McDonald Production Records from Buddy McMaster. This next set is a set of songwriters, and each one has an inspiration. I'm going to open with my good friend Dave Fry from his recording Troubadour and Lessons from Pete. Here's Dave Fry on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I first met this folk singer along the river in my old hometown. He was just a man with a banjo, but he shook my whole world round. He says it's the singing, not the listening, that forged these human bonds. And when we sing together, we make our community strong. As banjo red music surrounds hate and drains its fearsome power, and his voice sang, we can save the world if we let each other flower. And his songs of old were not so cold as to be different from times today, but it was his spirit that moved me to be the musician I am today. this music still happens, be it coffee house, tavern, or home. Doesn't have to cook under hot stage lights. It's the feeling that's gotta be warm, 'cause it's the sharing and the caring that makes folk music ring so true. And these times we spend together are so precious and so few. It's the feeling that's gotta be warm. It's the sharing and the caring that makes folk music ring so true. And these times we spend together are so precious and so few.
Now when we hear your lies,
others gather round and help me rise to fight you one more time. No storm or fire can ever beat us down. No wind that blows but carries us further on. And you who fear, oh lovers, gather round, and we can rise and sing it one more time. No storm or fire can ever beat us down.
No season, no rhyme, no reason. just as cold as the Granger County clay. Yes, true love knows no season, no rhyme, nor no reason, just as cold as the Granger County clay.
Four songwriters who have written timeless songs. That was Ola Bell Reed and High on a Mountain from her self-titled recording on Rounder from 1972. Ola Bell Reed. And before that, Norman Blake is kind of my elder that I respect. I'm a very big fan and I have listened to him for many, many years. That was Billy Gray. I believe it was the first recording of that. That was on the recording Old and New on Flying Fish from back in the 70s. Billy Gray from Norman Blake. And before that, Pete Seeger and my very favorite Pete Seeger tune, Old Devil Time, from Rainbow Race, from back in 1971 on Columbia Records. And we let off that set with my good friend Dave Fry from his new recording Troubadour and Lessons from Pete. That's on Dave Fry Music. If you play traditional music, you can't help but have been touched by these last two musicians. I'm going to lead off with John Hartford from Hamilton Ironworks and Hi Dad in the Morning, and then something from Mike Seeger. Here's John on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
He played Hi Dad in the Morning. He played this old tune he learned as a boy. Hi Dad. He's Douglas and Rodney's daddy, you know. growed up in Burns, Tennessee. Hi, Dad, in the morning. There's a living in East St. Louis. Hi, Daddy, in the morning. And we all played music in the parlor. He'd come in late from a working at the stockyard. Hi, Dad, in the morning. Douglas and I, we'd been up all night picking her banjos when we ought to been asleep. Yeah, and we'd doze off about the time he came in. Hi, Dad, in the morning, yeah. He'd wake us up and get his fiddle. We'd get our banjos and we'd face each other with him in the middle. And we'd pick just as hard and loud as we could, yeah. He'd play a tune and a whole bunch of others. Hi, Dad, in the morning. And then he'd look at us with eyes big as dinner plates. He'd be so excited. He'd say, boys, we've been playing notes that have never been played before, yeah.
People of Tennessee want to know who wrecked our gravy train. The one we thought was run so well, but now who can we blame? They want to know who greased the track and started them down the road. Same old train contained our money to build our highway road. You're up against it now. The only thing that we can do is do the best we can. Follow me, good people, I'm bound for the promised land. Now I could be a banker without the least excuse, but look at the Treasury of Tennessee and tell me what's the use. We lately bonded Tennessee for just $5 million. The bonds were issued and the money tied up, and now we're in tough luck. But now we're up against it and no use to raise a row. For of all the times I've ever seen, we're sure up against it now. The only thing that we can do is do the best we can. Oh, follow me, good people, I'm bound for the promised land. Some lay it all on parties, some lay it on others, you see. But now that you can plainly see what's happened to Tennessee, the engineer pulled the throttle, conductor rang the bell, brakeman hollered all aboard, and the banks all went to hell. against it, and no use to raise a row. For of all times I've ever seen, wish you're up against it now. The only thing that we can do is do the best we can. Oh, follow me, good people, I'm bound for the promised land.
Mike Seeger with a song from Uncle Dave Macon, The Wreck of the Tennessee Gravy Train. Mike's playing that on banjo ukulele. And he mentions here he wondered how Uncle Dave would react to the banking scandals of the 1980s, because he wrote a lot of topical songs. That's from Mike Seeger's recording solo old-time country music on Rounder Records. And before that, John Hartford. We lost both of these folks in the last few years. John from his Hamilton Ironworks recording on Rounder. And we heard Hi Dad in the Morning, all about his involvement and friendship with Doug Dillard, as they would play music together all night, and Doug's dad would come home and fiddle with him. Hi Dad in the Morning from John Hartford on Hamilton Ironworks on Rounder Records. I certainly hope you've enjoyed these last 2 weeks, as I've been encouraging you to respect your elders if you're a musician. My banjo guru always said, listen to the old people. Listen to the old people. Don't listen to the young ones. Dwight Diller would be happy to hear me say that now. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1845.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning, I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I got a hand.